Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation with Gavin Webb about his new paranormal docuseries, Haunted Arkansas. Now, when you go out and do the investigations, do you kind of have the same approach at each of the locations as far as equipment you take in with you, maybe always going at night? Is it kind of standard approach to each location?
Yeah, we usually always go around like 10 p.m. and then leave. Some locations we can't leave at this time, but we usually leave around 3 a.m. But it's always the same, always at night with the same equipment. Sometimes we had like different equipment. It was always the same protocols for every location.
Was there any locations that you went to that outside of the cave? That was just terrifying because I find caves to be terrifying. I decided a while back I've been in enough.
Yeah,
like, I don't ever have to go in another one. They all give me the same creepy vibes. I have established that.
Yeah, I think after the Cosmic Caverns, I was like, yeah, I think I'm done with the caves. Like, I'm never going back.
Right. And are there any locations that you went to, not necessarily giving the location away, because then it'll be more fun if you don't know what's coming up in that episode. But
yeah.
Did you pick up on some activity that really surprised you any place?
Yeah, there was just one episode. Of course, I'm not going to give it away.
No.
But there's the whole, like, first half of the investigation, we thought we got nothing. But actually, like, our GoPros and cameras in the distance caught people messing around in another room or someone messing around in a closet. But we didn't know that. We just thought, well, this location, you know, isn't haunted. We're the first people to investigate this location. So we're like, yeah, you know, there's nothing here. It's all a legend. In reality, we're getting stuff on our X cameras in different rooms. But then towards the end of the episode, we're like, yeah, let's just leave. You know, we have a long drive home. Nothing's happening. Let's just go home. And that's when things started to get more active. We heard someone coming up from the basement. We heard, like, in the Clayton house, you hear footsteps. In this location, you hear heavy footsteps upstairs like you've never heard before. It's like someone broke in and was upstairs.
Yeah, that was like the house when I was a kid. It was heavy footsteps, undeniable. Someone is walking around.
Yeah, like someone just broke in.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly, like, we're like, someone's here. And we looked around, there's no one here. At one point, the police showed up, and I went and talked to them, and they're like, yeah, this place is like, the legend is like, the owners still reside here, and kids still reside here. And it was like, we didn't get like anything with equipment, but a bunch of physical evidence. And then at the very end, Emily herself said she saw someone in the doorway and one of the closets, and it was like a little kid crying. And it that location was one of a kind. Like I said, we're the first people to do it, but it was insane.
You know, but by being the first people to investigate it, that activity that you've described kind of makes sense to me.
They don't know how to use the equipment.
They don't know how to use it. They don't know who you are. Nobody's ever in here looking for us.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are they doing? It's almost like they're standing back and watching you.
Yeah. And it's definitely, it makes a lot more sense when you figure out what the location is from, like, what statement you just said, like, they're watching me.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch the episode, it's going to make a lot more sense, like, because the location applies a lot to, like, why they're watching us.
And it's interesting, too, that the cops knew that, so I'm going to guess it might be one of those places in the town where everybody kind of whispers about it's haunted.
Yeah, it's like the local legend.
But nobody goes in there. Because I think that's probably where I used to live in Alma, Nebraska, that they're like, that's the house. that's haunted.
That's the haunted house right there. You never go in there.
Yeah, and I was the one who lived in it. And so it was kind of like, I don't want to be that house.
Yeah.
I want to live in my friend Brenda's house. It's normal. But
yeah,
it's just interesting that, you know, it's kind of a local legend, yet no one had investigated it.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a few locations. Like, we were like the first of the first. Like, there's one location that I didn't even expect us to get. And it's okay if I talk about it. We got Arkansas Tech University, like a whole college campus that we were the first to investigate. And it's been known for like years, like decades even, that this place is like very haunted. Of course, like there's like staff that go and like say like they ghost hunt, but they have like no equipment or anything. We were like the first people to be able to go in with equipment and like film it, basically.
Is there like a tragedy that happened on campus, or is there something they take it back to, like why that campus would be so haunted, or maybe, you know, something happened on that land that they built the campus on?
There's multiple stories. So one of the buildings is the gym. We went into a basketball player in the 80s. He was a really good basketball player, died in a car crash, and he resides there, which we believe we contacted because he only would talk to Emily, Michaela, the girls. And, you know, if he's like a jock, he's obviously going to go try a hit on the girls.
Well, and it's kind of like in the Clayton house. There's a man there. Once you leave, then he makes himself known to the attractive young women.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, there's another building which had creepy, like, World War II tunnels in it. And it was, like, the creepiest thing, but we didn't get a lot in there. Spoiler alert, but, you know, that, of course, it's the creepiest part, but there's a lot more to the episode that makes it a whole lot better. And there's this one building that used to be, like, the medical center, I think they said, and a kid runs around in it, which was interesting because there's a lot of legal issues with filming on a campus.
Oh, yeah.
So this part we didn't film, and I don't mind sharing, but some of the resource officers came in and decided to hang out with us. And of course, we couldn't film them because due to legal reasons, we like set up the equipment and we're explaining like what's going on. And the REM pod starts going off. And the officer, who's kind of like an older gentleman with like, you know, like a Santa Claus beard, he was talking to the kid, and the kid was responding to him and only him because he knew who he was because he's worked there for years now.
Oh, that makes sense.
So the kid was responding to him, but no one else. And those, I remember the cops, the resource officers left totally like in shock. Like, yeah, this place is crazy. This place is haunted. Like, they completely changed their mind.
some of the locations that hadn't been investigated before, are they prepared for people to, you know, reach out to them and be like, hey, they got to go in. Now we want to go in.
Yeah, there's definitely, I know the one episode that I mentioned with, you know, walking around and people coming up from downstairs, they did it because they know it will bring more attraction to the location. I respect that. Like, I would love to help them out because they were at a great location with or without Ghost. With the university, I made sure to, like, put, like, warnings, like, you cannot do this without contacting, like, the legal team. You know, Spiderweb Productions, my production company, was granted access to the campus through the president, legal team, resource officers. You know, we had to really go into debt and put, like, warnings because, like I said, this is a college campus. You can't just walk onto the property and expect to be welcomed open arms to investigate or even film.
And the last thing you want, is you don't want to put together an episode where people think, oh, I can just go there. You want to make sure that if they do show up there, it's not because you sent them.
Yeah.
You know, that they have to go through the proper means to be able to do it.
One of the buildings on the campus is like the most well-known legend in the whole town. And it's this sorority dorm called Caraway. And I can't really like go into depth on like how the girl passed away, but the legend is a girl passed away on in the building due to like a broken heart, and she like resides in the building. That was definitely like the scariest one. Not for me, but for like Michaela and Emily.
Well, I would wonder too if once again, because they're women, that they could connect and feel her in a different way than you would.
Michaela definitely did. Like when I left the room, because it makes sense, the girl wouldn't want to talk to me because I'm a man and she just, you
know, had her heart broken.
Exactly. She like really resided with Michaela. So another spoiler, but we all split up. This is like the first time we ever did it in the series. We all split up because there's four floors and there's four of us because Sergeant Manning is a resource officer that wanted to be a part of it. So she got the bottom floor and I got the top clubhouse. Emily got the floor under me and then Michaela got the one where the girl died on, and Michaela got the most activity, which we sadly had to cut out some of it because like I said, it's a dorm. So we can't, you know, we don't want to scare people that live there. That building was definitely like a very interesting one.
Is there something you can share that you had to cut out? Without giving any like terrifying information to the residents?
I definitely can't. I don't think I can say it like on the air, but
I get
maybe
it.
After.
I get it. I find that too, Michaela and all of a sudden I went blank.
Emily.
Yes. Thank you. I find they're quite brave to go into any of these locations. Like if I was with you and you were like, okay, Carol, you take second floor, I'm going to fourth floor. I'm like, no, I'm going with you, Gavin.
Yeah,
don't leave me alone.
So we met up in November and I used to work with them. And I was like, hey, like I got this idea. You know, I need a new crew because my last crew decided they don't want to do this anymore, which I respect. And Michaela was like, yes, I'm like so down. And Michaela made Emily come with. Emily was not a fan. Emily thought she was going to quit after the first episode. When I was writing their contracts, I promised Emily I would put in the contract, cannot be split up, cannot go on her own. Someone has to be with her always because she gets really scared and she wanted that in the contract. And I fully respect it. But with the with that episode, she was like, I'm okay with it. Like, if we only do it this once, I'm okay with it. So she was she's really brave for doing that.
Yeah, because I don't think I could have. I think
I was scared.
I am seriously, I get scared so easily. So that's why I don't do investigations. I would be horrible. I'd be just sitting there all night, go, what was that? What was that? What was that?
Yeah. Emily was definitely like, I like have so much respect for both of them. Like, it's definitely like, I wouldn't, you know, have made the series without them. because they're just like, they were so amazing and they deserve so much credit. And they're so brave because, like, you know, one location, the person at the location really loved Emily and was like messing with Emily. And Emily wasn't like, can we please leave? She was like, okay, guys, like, can we like take a breather and come back?
Now, when you get all this footage in, this is 10 different episodes with 10 different locations, 10 sets of footage. That's a lot to edit.
Yeah.
And were you the only one editing, or do you have someone helping you with that?
I did everything myself. The only location that I did have help with was episode 5, the Collins Theater. That one was a good episode. I'm not gonna spoil it because that one was really good. But my friend Ellie helped me. She like helped review the footage because there's so many different camera angles. I was like, hey, if you want to help, you can. Here you go. And she did get credited for it. But everything else, I did everything by myself.
You have to really pay attention to the footage. It's not like, you know, you were at a park and you're taking some kids playing on equipment or whatever you might be shooting.
Yeah.
You're looking for things that aren't easily seen or
listening.
Like
you didn't see or hear the first time around.
Exactly. And so there are times in the Clayton House episode where something strange happens, and then it had to have been, obviously, when you're going back looking through the footage and putting it together, you see these orbs going through right at that same time that I know you didn't see when you were there.
Yeah, it's definitely like, I was talking to Emily and Michaela about it. I'm like, you know, after we're done filming, you guys can go home. I got to relive it. It's scarier the second time around because you see stuff you didn't see the first time around.
Because there had to have been surprises when you were... I have it happen when I'm editing footage for this, or audio for this show.
Yeah.
Because there have been a number of times that I hear really odd things that I can't tell you what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm also talking to people at haunted locations all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, to have been there and then to know, yeah, man, this is where we heard those footsteps. And then to see an orb right there really does confirm what you experienced.
Yeah, like in the Clayton House episode, before Emily Michaela saw the man walk down, you can hear a distant male voice say, "Here I come."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was really like interesting. I was like, wow. And I got like the chills like even watching it.
Yeah, because you have to pay such close attention. And it's also got to be hard. Way, way back when I was in college, I did my second degree was radio and TV. And so I had to do a lot of editing of footage. And
there's
about, you know, if you have an hour long episode, there's 5 hours left on the cutting room floor, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to leave so much out because you want a 1 hour episode. So does that get hard to leave some stuff out?
Yeah, there's definitely some stuff that I was like, I don't want to cut it, but like, you know, it's not the most important thing, so we don't really need it. And, you know, there's also a lot of joking around because I'm sure you noticed in the Clayton House, we kind of like, we left some of like the joking around stuff in, but it's not like, you know, like inappropriate joking around. It's like, okay, I can see in the moment, like, there's some humor there. And the reason I left some of that in is because, like, I wanted to show people, like, hey, like, you know, we're not actors. Like, we're still human beings. And, you know, when stuff happens, that we cope with it by humor.
Mm-hmm.
So we just wanted to show, like, hey, like, we're still, like, you know, we're humans.
There was one time in the Clayton House one, too, which I thought was really interesting. Like, you had problems with batteries draining. But there was a video file that was corrupted.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
How did that happen?
I have no idea. Right? Still to this day, I was like, why did the camera, one, shut off, two, corrupt the file, and three, like, stop recording right when stuff was going down upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the craziest thing. I still don't know, like, what happened.
and a video file being corrupted is very strange.
That one is strange. Like I said, I have no idea how that happened.
And one more thing that I found really strange in that house. It's the weird doll thing. And
oh yeah.
So you're in a bedroom and there's a doll. And I'm like, you show the doll. And of course I react to it because I swear every doll like that is haunted. Those old porcelain dolls. And then you like say the doll's from Nazi Germany.
Yeah, it was donated by someone.
And I was like, oh, that gave me chills.
Yeah, it was Fort Smith, Arkansas, there was a whole street dedicated to people that migrated here from Nazi Germany and everything. And they wanted like new lives, so they took over that street. Someone donated that doll to the museum because, you know, she didn't need it anymore. She was moving away. She was getting kind of older. So she gave it to the museum, and we caught a lot of activity with it. We don't know if like a spirit came with it, or, you know, maybe the spirits in the building really, you know, since they're kids, they're like, oh, a new toy, let's go mess with it. But they did notice, I didn't leave this in the episode, when the doll is moved, like when they move the doll to get in that closet right there to pull out like Christmas decorations, that's when activity starts happening a lot more. So something's attached to the doll. But I didn't leave that in the episode because we didn't move the doll.
But I kind of got the chills when you were talking about where the doll came from. I was like, oh, I don't know why that bothered me as bad as it did.
With so much like horror that happened during World War II, it makes sense why something will be with it.
It wasn't like Adolf Hitler himself owned this doll, but just to think what that doll might have gone through and
the sadness and everything.
Exactly. The energy that could attach to it. All 10 episodes come out the same time. You're going on Amazon Prime again.
Yeah.
You can watch all 10 episodes there.
It'll be Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and Google Play. Day one, you can buy it on those platforms.
Congratulations on that, because I don't know how you would get your series on Apple or Amazon Prime or Google Play, but I would imagine you had to jump through some hoops.
Yeah, it was very difficult, especially since like I'm the only one who's doing anything for like production wise. You know, it's kind of like a one man band, really.
Right.
You know, Emily and Michaela help with camera stuff and the investigation, but all the behind the scenes stuff, it's really just me. And the reason for that is like we can't afford anybody else. And I also like to like have a grasp on my art. Like I like to be in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the distributor part, we had a funny story. We had like an indie distributor that was directed through Amazon and uploaded the King Opera. They sold that segment off to someone else. And they're like, hey, we don't know who you are, so we're not taking this new project, which really sucked.
God, no kidding.
They gave me like a few other people that probably could do it. And I am a big fan of the horror movie Hell House LLC. On the list was like Hell House LLC used this distributor. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to contact them.
Good idea.
It was a whole list. And I contacted all of them. Thankfully, the one that Hell House LLC used contacted me back. And like they were the only people that did it. I guess they're the only one that were interested. Thankfully, I have like a middleman now to help me get on more platforms. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise, because if that didn't happen, it would have just been on Amazon. But now it's on Amazon. It'll be on Apple TV, Google Play. And then like maybe like a year later, it's going to be on Tubi and YouTube TV and all this other stuff.
That's really cool. Congratulations on that. That has to feel good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's I'm fingers crossed and praying that the series does really good so we can continue doing this.
So what would be next?
We discussed a like Haunted Arkansas season 2, which would be interesting because we missed a lot of locations.
Oh, of course. There's more than 10.
Yeah, but the big one would be Haunted Missouri, because there's, you know, it's a state above us. There's a lot more going on in Missouri than there probably is in Arkansas. A lot more locations.
Well, and it would be fun to expand it out. I mean, there's lots of states you can go to.
Yeah, like there's, you know, Missouri's on our list. Oklahoma, we talked about because Emily and Michaela are from Oklahoma. We think we'd probably do Missouri and then Oklahoma. Texas and Tennessee are on our radar as well. My friend Liam mentioned Louisiana because he's from there. There's definitely a lot of states that we want to make a series about. It just depends on, you know, if we get the funding.
Exactly. Does doing this series help fund the next series for you? At least I've said it a little bit.
Yeah, so
with enough streams.
Yeah, so if we get enough purchases and streams, we you know, get a bigger payday, but I never take a paycheck out of this. I never take pay from the series or projects because I'm just trying to build the show and the brand and everything. So I never take paychecks. I just put every dollar back into the project or the next project.
Well, I can't wait to watch the next 9 episodes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited for everybody.
Thank you for sharing the first one with me because I really enjoyed the Haunted Clayton Museum. I thought that was really great.
Yeah, I like I said, I hope everybody really enjoys it so we can, you know, do a season 2 or even, you know, Haunted Missouri because that's going to cost a lot more.
Well, hotels.
Yeah, hotels, travel costs.
Exactly. But you can still do it on a budget, but you know, you got to be smart about it.
Yeah, we definitely, everything that we made from the King Opera went into Haunted Arkansas. And we went so over budget that I even decided to pick up like a new job, like a second job to get more funding.
My God, you had to be exhausted.
Yeah, but it's all worth it at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Hey, you come back anytime and give me updates and tell me about what you're up to, okay?
Of course. Thank you again for having me on.
Absolutely. And that wraps up our conversation with Gavin Webb about his new paranormal docuseries, Haunted Arkansas. You can watch it on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.